even unconsciously, God has blessed you to be a fighter. Because if you had not fought, you would be gone. After some of the things that has happened to you. Praise God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And I want to speak, to every Tamar in the house that might have stayed stuck. Stuck after being silenced. Praise God. After being forced to be an emotional stuffer. Y'all know, you understand what I'm saying? How you doing? How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. It's all good. Oh, yeah. We blessed. We blessed. And I want to remind you, Glory Harvest, the folk I'm talking about here, David and all his clan, I'm talking about church folk. See, a lot of times we'll come in here and we'll run, jump, shout. You know good and well you at the edge. You're on the edge. And these things have to be intentionally dealt with, but we're not taught that in our culture. We're taught, give me the broom. Give me that broom. We're taught to just sweep it. I know he raped you, but you be quiet. We don't want, you know, what goes on in this house stays in this house. And we don't want that to get out. But mama, daddy, do you understand? But I'm dying in the process. I'm dying. You have taken my voice. You are forcing me into passive aggressiveness. Well, I have all of this stuff pent up inside of me. But you're telling me to be quiet. You're training me to be a doormat for everybody to walk on. Training me. You're trying to take my voice. But I'm hurt. See, you have to understand. She was a virgin. She wore a certain robe. A robe that only a virgin wore. The thing that was supposed to be. Listen. I got kids in here. The thing that was supposed to be the most beautiful experience. Somebody took. She came to him in good intentions. You were minding your own business when you met Billy at the gas station. She came in good intentions, thinking she just coming to feed her brother, nurse him back to health. Here it is, you come in good intentions, and somebody robs you. Listen. Robs you of what's supposed to be beautiful. That's why, Apostle, so many of our sisters, that's why they're harsh. That's why they're hard. That's why they're angry.